A Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll out Monday finds a majority of those polled favor building a Capital Region casino. Don Levy is director of the Siena College Research Institute.
We took a look at the three regions where it looks like casinos are going to be located, the Capital Region, of course, being one. And when we asked people across all of those three regions, do you support or oppose a casino development in the Capital Region, upstate New Yorkers were split 44% in favor, 40% opposed. When you break that down just to residents of the Capital Region, support was a little bit stronger about a casino development here in the Capital Region, 49% in favor, 40% opposed. So not quite a clear majority, a plurality. And when we look beneath that a little bit, we find, as we have in other previous surveys, that what gets people excited about casino development is the possibility of job creation, number one, and secondly, tax revenue that's really going to help out with local government.
Kara Benson with anti-casino group Save East Greenbush believes developers scaling down what were presented as rather grand plans for new gaming halls may be helping shift public opinion. One East Greenbush Town Board member did an about-face recently. Marianne Matters accused developers of employing bait-and-switch tactics. Kara Benson.
From what she says, it's based upon not having good communication with the developers at this point and watching how the project has shifted and changed and been downscaled without her knowledge of it. She only found out through reading the executive summary. This is certainly something that we've said from the get-go, that the developers are making promises that they're not going to keep.
Benson says developers continue fooling officials and communities, presenting unsustainable ideas.
The initial proposal from the developers was that this was going to be a world-class destination resort. Now, we've all known nobody's flying into East Greenbush or Rensselaer County to go gambling. This is not a resort area. They're continuing to downscale their project because they know that what they're going to build can't be supported.
Morgan Hook, spokesperson for Capital View Casino and Resort, commented via email, quote, "At every step of the process, we have engaged with every member of the town board and provided them with a full and detailed account of what our proposal is and will be. While we have made some adjustments to our proposal to accommodate and protect local business interests, this is still a $300 million project that will generate millions in revenue for the town, county, and school district and create thousands of jobs." Hook emphasizes his group believes it offers the strongest among all Capital Region casino proposals and will meet with any public official who has questions. Local support has been seen as key for casino companies seeking licenses from the state. Casino research expert and author Robert Goodman, who is scheduled to speak at an anti-casino forum Tuesday night in East Greenbush, warns there is a cost to any community that embraces casino culture.
When you put a casino in, especially in a local community, what you do is you get a lot more people who either gambled very little or didn't gamble at all, now gambling much more. Every study has shown that once you do that, you increase the number of problem gamblers.
Goodman says problem gamblers become community problems, chasing after bets, running out of money, writing bad checks, embezzling, and committing other forms of fraud.
And then you also pick up the costs of prosecuting these people in the criminal justice system. And we've looked at costs in different parts of the country, and they range from $10,000 to $13,000 per problem gambler per year.
Offsetting that line of thinking, those who participated in the Time Warner Siena poll said that local job creation and tax revenue for local governments would be the biggest benefits reaped from installation of a casino. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.